the response. The Chazan says the first paragraph. The person saying Kaddish says the first paragraph. And we respond with the word Amen. So the Halacha says that after you say the word Amen, you should pause for a moment. It's Amen is responding to the paragraph itself. You're saying that the paragraph itself you agree to. Amen, that is true. It should be true. So therefore, that Amen is stands by itself. Then Yehesh Rabba stands by itself as well. So Yehesh Rabba Barach Olam Amen Mayad. We will see as we go along that there are 28 letters in that phrase. There are 28 words in Yehesh Rabba until the end of the second paragraph. And that's the gematria of the word koyach. That through what we're going to say, we're going to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, the ability to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in the world. Some people have a minute to say about Yigdol Na Koyach Hashem Kashi Debar to lay more. The pasuk that says that the Bereshim is Koyach Shabini Sraba, the Kaddish is the tefillah which accomplishes that for our purposes. But the main is not part of that sentence. Otherwise, it would be 31 letters, not 28 letters. So after the word Amen, a person pauses and he starts saying the response of Yehesh Rabbim Vorach L'Olam L'Mei Mayah. So he said, we're going to talk about what it means. It's a little bit late, so we're not going to get involved in it yet. There's one point. The person said that the person should not pause after Yehesh Mei. Yehesh Rabbim go together is one thought. And according to some points, Yehesh Rabbim Vorach, the person should make sure he doesn't pause until he finishes saying that part. Yehesh Rabbim Vorach L'Olam L'Mei Mayah. He can take a breath before L'Olam L'Mei Mayah. But the phrase Yehesh Rabbim Vorach should be said together in one breath, but in one thought. Have a good morning to the target.